Right. Some light skin Avengers shit. What up, dope ass music? Is that East Coast, West Coast collab, right? I mean, you gotta respect this. It's a different vibe. Listen, plain Jane be lit, but trying to get two stones that go on it. Hope to be by coastal California, all the hoes notice. She wanna link for brunch and met the Hyatt, black and gold Lotus. Making plays, I cap like y'all get paper, shit be so bogus. Know I'm from the city, she get gritty than a bitch. But if you bout it, like I'm bout it, then fuck it, we could get rich. I be cool, calm, chillin', but low-key be with the shits. Call heads and tails and you violate, cause either way you flip. But I settle down, we bake in the kitchen, getting bread uptown. Got brownies for 30, make you feel like you smoked half a pound. Cap USA 125th, cop some exclusive. Bully on exchange, you need to get your coin of stupid. Be like, damn, you so aggressive, I can't help but just apply the pressure. Jealous niggas just can't build a legacy with basic effort. When I hit the block, I make them hoes collapse. I'm playing Tetris, every verse a drive-by with the windows open, spray the wet.
Niggas behaving right. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in they feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest. Niggas hate you to win. Niggas behaving right. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in they feelings, but quiet, they really smiling.
No mules, no acres, horses on the Hemias running. Cop the Romas, boomers got me looking like I'm money. Dummies wanna flex, I'm bullet leaves, stacking paper. I'm eating good food, red wine, I tip my waiter. Step to these niggas, money phone, I can't even hear these haters. Fresh dope, my money gram, working, shipping paper. The grind is daily, so the money comes right on time. Plain Jane, long trips, funny how time flies. They call me dope, don't do dope, used to ship it, that was dope. Now I'm grown-ups, cognac and Cubans when I smoke. Hawk the dribble when I'm shooting, running, gunning. Like I'm hooping, rounding up when I'm computing. Rubber bands around the looting. It's 10 toes down, 3 points, that's when I'm on the turf. Bay life in my blood, charisma on the shirt. It's hustle or die, anything else is a fucking lie. I'm judged by 12, not by 6, I got my 45.
Niggas be hating pride. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in their feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest. Niggas hate you to win. Niggas be hating pride. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in their feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest.
I wish everybody could have made it to the show, but unfortunately, everybody can't make it. You know, that's the way it's got to be. Yeah, look, I had to light it, Jay, for this one. So many light years away from this one. For all the women that hesitated on this one. But this one, I'm sticking to the mission. Grinding from the bottom, started out washing dishes. Yeah, you might have missed it, my latest edition. Crack kicking, sensei crafty with it, wisdom, wordsmithing, Will Smith, Fresh Princeton, no Princeton, but a nigga still scholarship and listen, how could my city miss this with no mentions, but on top of every bitch's wish list, real nigga shit, I'm the realest, so admit it, I don't have to brag, just thankful that heaven sent this, JPZ, they didn't believe me, bitch, ain't you weedy, my monster been going bunk, cause I'm in my bag, California dreaming, every day I'm scheming. I had to let some people go, I'm fighting up their demons. You know, it's I know some people couldn't afford the tickets and say I might be a little expensive, but my mama told me it pays to have good taste. You feel me? They say time will heal.
Yeah.
We waste a lot of time and drown my fears.
Damn.
And I ain't got no time, but my time is near. Got no time to chill. Damn. Need my time to shine. I'm so timeless here.
Yeah.
11-11, I made a wish.
Damn.
Reaching my dreams won't be counterfeit. You feel me? My granny in heaven.
Yeah.
These songs are from heaven.
Yeah.
The spectators watching, but I'm filming perfection.
Yeah.
Won't catch me slipping on my worst day. Yes sir, parlay, had them sing like it's my birthday. Pound cake, stack it till it's millions on my worst day. Then be like, yeah, I like my name Blueface. If I'ma be depressed, I'm counting Blueface. But knowing you missed out on all these Blueface, shit's crazy, so I'm going crazy. I wish you was here, it would've been crazy. Yeah, would've been crazy. So
yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. Straight up.
Oh.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Yeah. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Flex. Don't slip and fall on the drip. From a leak to a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did
them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Some sauce from the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Hit them off with a bucket.
Yeah.
Push 9-11, no buckets. All cause I'm blessed, I ain't lucky.
Uh-huh.
Might lose your life, try to touch me.
Nothing
but the sauna on my waist. Pharaoh got my brother, hold it in bliss. Got the motherland piece on my chain. Trying to fill the bag, y'all know the end. 30 trap phones, going with the mask. Fuck a rap song, cool with the mag. Pinky ring capstone, now you mad. Authentic fashion if you won't check the tag. Yeah, Dollars is the cheat code. From indictments you won't see though. Paul, why you chase the see though? Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip, yeah. Don't slip and fall on the drip,
flex.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
From a leak to a flood,
yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Need some sauce from the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Only language that I speak is the cash. Got a dollar fetish, need some medicine. Never been petty, I'm a veteran. Watch for the drip, that's the evidence.
Ha!
Let me get you a cane and a walker. We don't want you falling, slipping on this often. Take your time with me, cause I do this often. Trying to move how I be moving near the car. Need some shoes with some grip.
Yeah, yeah.
Slip and fall, break your hip.
Uh-huh.
To a leak from a drip.
Straight up.
If you won't take a sip.
Straight up.
Watch the step when you walking.
Yeah.
At least the keys keep on falling. All
yeah.
The ops got them sick. They be coughing drip.
Yeah.
Deadly, bro. I might just need a coffin. Straight up. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Yeah.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
From a leak to a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Need some sauce from the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady. Be cussing me, you my bro.
promise one day that all of us disappear.
Hey, yo.
Just wait for me, wait for me.
Hey, let me be the one to take you overseas. I can be the one to handle all your needs. I can show you places that you never been, like drunk up in the Benz on a 110. And you can bring your close friends, cause I'ma call my squad up and this gang up in the building, so don't get us riled up. Little shorty with this shit and baby knows she the truth. You got a body out this world, girl, so watch what I do. Oh, so watch me roll the dice and bet the 10 to 4. I can make you love me, girl, just let me know. Grab me by the waist and look me in my eyes. Kisses on your neck and kisses on your thighs. You ever made love on the beach? I'm talking sex in the sand as I go in deep, ayy. You ever make love on the beach? I'm talking sex in the sand as I go in deep, ayy.
I'm sorry, I miss you, girl. I've been working real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady, because to me, you my bro. I promise one day that all of us disappear. Just wait for me, because you and me belong.
I know you're lurking on my timeline. Where you sitting, wonder if I'm the right guy.
Yep.
I wanna give it to you like you on mine, but you're not though. That don't mean that I won't try. Full life, every dream I've been living with you. Full nights on the scheme, I've been really busy.
Okay.
And I swear, babe, it's not intentional. These long nights are meant for the presidential. And I ain't gon' lie, even on my grind, you be heavy in my mind. Yeah, I do what it does, man. Now I'm coming up. But when it comes to you, girl, it's always all love. Try to understand where I'm coming from. I'm never meant to neglect you. I'm the one to give you some of everything else you want. Please believe when I say
I'm sorry I miss your call. I've been working real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady, because to me you my bro. I promise one day that all of us disobey all. Just wait for me, because you and me belong.
I need time to myself. I think I need time to myself. Time to myself. I think I need time to myself. To hear me think, smoke my weed, hear these beats. You do you, I do me. It's time to leave. I think I need time to myself. I think I need time to myself. Time to myself. I think I need time to myself. To hear me think, smoke my weed, hear these beats. You do you, I do me. It's time to leave.
And all you pretty ladies telling her, hey baby, we miss you. If you don't like it, then you bitch too. I'm a big dog to these shih tzus. Every lion Ginsu ain't growing years like nigga fuck a pencil. Probably with my G's throwing utensils. Situations getting kinda tense, so I pray up to God even though I'm sinful. Please don't be the one I have to sin for. Worth a couple G's, I probably sinful. Niggas stay away, away from freeze, they know I been cold. Chillin' in the cold bin, how you been? I'm coping. Know I got a coping, that's why she busted open. Had to put my pride to the side and get it in motion. Don't believe them geysers, we don't have the same devotion. From the city by the ocean, where every strain is potent. Like everything I wrote in, they like the way I wrote in. I'm killing all these rodents, I've been through all these rodents. Niggas try and stop me, but I'm way too fucking focused. Yeah. They don't fuck with me cause they can't fuck with me. Exotic foreign flow, my shit is luxury. Niggas need a verse, you pay a fucking fee. Until then, I be blowing trees. Jfreeze.com is probably where I be, yeah. And now they know. Niggas think they poppin' and popular like for show, Niggas got the look, but they don't really got the flow. Take away that golden designer, lickin' like where you go. Got me lickin' like I don't know, and they can't fuck with me. Got way too many different type of flows, and they touchin' me. I just stay with different type of hoes, and they know when I get in my zone, yeah. I think I need time to myself. I think I need time to myself. Time to myself.
I think I need time to myself to hear me think, smoke my weed, hear these beats. You do you, I do me, it's time to leave. I think I need time to myself. I think I need time to myself. Time to myself. I think I need time to myself to hear me think, smoke my weed, hear these beats. You do you, I do me, it's time to leave. I think I need time to myself.
Goldberg's lips. It's the back and forth with a connect. Yeah, roll in peace, can I roll in peace, cause I don't know no peace. Oh, Monique, like my blunt's obese, as I ride slow on creep, solo key, I be solo key, might not know it's me, see me out somewhere in these streets and act like you didn't, little nigga. My mama used to tell me don't do no ducking or quitting, keep on till you finish. That's why I be focused on living, drinking my water and minding my business. Most of these niggas pretending, all of my niggas authentic, to work out like fitness. Everything I want I'm getting, just letting you know that we different, no kidding. Stomp on this hoe like I'm Greg Hines. I might speed through this bitch like I'm red line. Middle finger to 12. Open them cells, free my niggas that's working on fed time. I can't dip on the rock like I'm Cameron. Built this shit on my own, it's the hands on. Fair exchange, that's the shit that I stand on. All these sons, parenthood, I ain't planned on. And that was facetious, like me and a nigga and praising white Jesus. I'm cool with my demons, we got an agreement. We both keep it decent, that shit more convenient. Genius egregious, O's is a fetus. Bitches like Venus, it tastes like a Reese's. She wrote my paper whenever I need it, and I always need it. And I always need it, nigga.
At night I hit my knees and pray. All this Hennessy and haze washes all my sins away. Cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing. Cause life's deceiving, yeah. And if you know just what I know, if you ever feel this low, I'm the only place to go. Cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing, cause life's deceiving, yeah. At night I hit my knees and pray. All this Hennessy and haze washes all my sins away. Cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing, cause life's deceiving, yeah. And if you know just what I know, if you ever feel this low, I'm the only place to go. Cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing, cause life's deceiving, yeah.
Finessing, We met through her best friend, who ex-friends with my exes. I'm fighting like some traffic. She crazy about my accent. It's always say baby for me. Whoa, they have her laughing. We gone off that attraction. Find this fucking she attractive. Cleopatra, she was happening. Gonna attach her to this mattress. Hair long, body in rare form. Tatted up her left arm. Giuseppe's all she kept on. Jacuzzi, juicy, wet, warm. Go to war with no vest on. Puppy love on her pet form. She pure, pure, not stepped on. She altering my scale. She smart, she went to Yale. She always in Chanel. I'm parking, hit a sale. Hit her when I put up. All distractions put up. Phone left on the same pedestal I put her. Hit her when I pull up. All distractions put up. Phone left on the same pedestal I put her.
Y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Boo, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area, stand up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Hey, make sure y'all roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do, but you already know, Dope Ass Music, we in the building. Yo.
Nigga hit him with the milli wop. When I working on the stove, call it Fetty Wop. Pound cake, yeah, I hit it with the milli rock. Pounding on the putty till I make that kitty spot. Lean back, roof gone, that's some switchy lanes. Pouring shots in the parking lot, got her rolling planes. Feeling right tonight, gone up 151. Body's coming through, you spitting game like Tommy son. Run up on the click, hit you with that Tommy gun. Catching feelings for it, nigga, I don't do that one. Dope, trying to hustle, trying to get the millions. Got them popping pussies, yeah, like some Percocets. Hit them with the deggy fresh as I break they neck. Busting dollars at some wrestlers, running 20 pops. You wanna dance better, get up on that Cali shit. Mobbing on the track, I hit him with that Cali shit.
California living's all about the weather, man. California sinning's all about the women. Street life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of man. California living's all about the weather, man. California sinning's all about the women. Street life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of man.
Sipping pressure rock, my niggas gone off that Cali bud. Never catch you slipping block, show me Cali love. Hustle upwards, I'm grinding till I punch the clock. Gangsta paradise, 30 rounds in a milli Glock. Liquor store open, riding dirty, but I'm clean. Dirty catch my niggas steal, but fuck with triple beam. Run up in the lane, hit him with the double team. Slinging quarter pounder meals with a couple lean. Moonwalking, move rocks in the Philly blunt. My niggas got two strikes, hit the cops with the ankle bunch. Post it on the block, catch his epic mama house. Cross the games, bullet spraying up your mama house. Rolling solo, only dolos, ain't got no alibi. Blowing uno out the window, my niggas staying high. You wanna dance, better get up on that Cali shit. Mobbing on the track, so I hit him with that Cali shit.
California living's all about the weather, man. California sinning's all about the wind, man. Street life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of me. California living's all about the weather, man. California sinning's all about the wind, man. Street life
life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of me. California living's all about the rhythm, man. California sitting's all about the rim, man. Street life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of me. California living's all about the rhythm, man. California sitting's all about the rim, man. Street life is all about the hustle, man. Street life is gonna be the death of me.
Yeah, we in the building. No Filter Radio, dope ass music. Man, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I ain't gonna delay y'all, man. The motherfucking OTR General, the man, the myth, the legend. He goes coast to coast, spreading women like butter and toast. You know, man. The light skinned bandit, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Smoothie Dude.
MOB, Mob. Yes, sir. We live and in five, man. Smoothie Dude in the building. What up, dope?
Yo, we in here. We in here like swimwear. And then, you know what I mean? We in here like a fetus. Like a fetus. We in here like a fetus.
Yes, sir. Yes, yo. Sir.
So today is going to be, everybody else is going to be hosting. I'm just going to sit back. So the brother's tired, man. Brother's tired. So Smoothie Dude. He's gonna be running the show. Also, we got the vertically challenged non-speaking Spanish Dominican nigga from Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Chris Catalyst. You're gonna see me with the baddest chick. I'm gonna get shot for the shit I say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking No Filter. Shit about Gorilla. What up, niggas?
Yo,
Candace, my boy.
What's goody?
Shit, bro, it's a lot been, hey man, a lot been happening, man. Niggas beefing. We got WWE shit jumping off. I seen what you just post. You know what I'm talking about? Hey man, it's Monday night, man. We finna get it live and inside, man. Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, for sure. Hey, also. We got everybody favorite Big Little Homie. He used to be known as the Big Boy Ambassador, but now he's the weight loss administrator. Ladies and gentlemen, Worldwide Western. He's probably doing something elite and special, but it's all right. You're unmuted, Quest, so when you decide to hop in, just let us know, like,
yo, check me out. It's a homie question, man. Live and direct, fresh hair May 11th, graduation May 11th, heart on my sleeve May 11th, new fresh air merch May 11th, new fresh charisma May 11th, new fresh fragrance May 11th. Man, God damn it. Y'all, the
way.
Quest Fest, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's question.com / fresh air or freshcharisma.com or it's question.com. We working, y'all watching. It's only question. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir. I yeah. Let's go and pop this shit up. Wait. Nah, we got Chief in the building.
Hold on. New promotion. Come on, man. Like, this shit don't stop,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, you talking about, yeah, fresh jobs.
Yeah, fresh jobs. Come on, man. Don't stop. Look, Smooth told me I went down there and took this shit, gang, and I did.
Yes, sir.
Instead of Steve Jobs, it's fresh jobs. But it's also fresh job, gang.
Give me that. We're taking it.
Give me that. All right, but I got some people on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite controversy queen, the person that comes through and wrecks shop, kicks shit over like King Kong on heroin. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Lynn in the building.
Hi, guys. Happy Monday. Hey, boo.
Man. Yo.
Man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, we got a lot to talk about on the show. Don't say he tired. He in the background with it. But, hey, we're going to run it. We're going to have fun tonight. God damn me. Who else we got? We got somebody else?
We got somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Hailing from my state, but neither one of us is from or currently in that state. She is not That's not this male. It is not the I hate Jews male. It is male in the building.
I'm sick. Shut up.
That's the wildest intro. That's the wildest
intro
ever.
What was that?
Man, you know, I got to stir it up a little every now and then. Sometimes I got
to
shake it up.
Need to
can't just give y'all this. We
should do better.
All right. I'm gonna do better next week. But I didn't want to make the distinction that we're not neither one of those males. You are not, you know, Melly Mel, and you're not Mel Gibson. But I, you know, you could be Mel Brooks, because we all rock with Mel Brooks. Shout out to Mel Brooks, Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles. Shout out to that.
Somebody's phone crackling like a goddamn record.
Yeah, man. Look,
it might be mine.
Look here, Mel. You make too much money to have your phone crackling like Rice Krispies.
Hold on.
Let's check.
Yeah, that's
yeah, right. Mel, it's your phone.
Hang your tip and call back.
Okay, I'm going to call
you
back.
You
work on my intro
Jesus.
When I call back, though.
Oh, that's pathetic. Give him droid vibes.
That was the Obama mail. She's gonna come back with the iPhone mail in just a second. That was Obama phone mail.
She said Obama mail.
Hold on. That's like postage mail. That was not like mail. That was postage mail. That was snail mail. All right, hold on. Hey, no static. Mail's back in the building, y'all.
Hello. Did you just call my
Hello?
Friend Obama phone?
you was crackling like Korean barbecue. I'm just saying, man. But you good now. Mm-hmm. You good now. All right, so
MOB
MOB. All right, so today I am gonna sit back. I'm gonna let the convicts run the asylum. I'm just going to jump in with my commentation, maybe a few sound effects. But Smoother Dude, you are now officially the host, just like on Zoom. I am now giving Smooth the host of
the host. And first off with my power, are we voting dope off the island?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Since I got the power, man. He just gave it to me, so we got voting dope.
Listen, we're gonna run the switchboard if somebody else call in, gang.
Man, look, thug.
We gotta keep him as a slave, gang.
Hey, man, less more is enough for us, bro.
You right. Say less.
No. I'm talking
iPhone 15 Pro Max. Fuck it.
Hey, look, man. Hold up. No, look out. Hey. Who heard this shit, Chris Brown, Quavo going back? We're going to start here, man. I know Crush probably don't want to talk about this shit. I don't know, though. I got to see everybody's opinion on this shit. No, because Crush, I'm just saying, some shit you be on, some shit you don't be on. I just thought maybe this beef right here, like, it don't entice you. Like, I don't know. I just figured you maybe not be enticed by
this beat. I was thinking dark skinned niggas was about to be up, and then Chris had to do that. That's fucked up. He heard that man's feeling.
Now, look, the light skinned boys have been winning the past 2 weeks, though. I can't lie. As a dark skinned brother, you know what I'm saying? Somebody need to step up to the plate. I mean, I don't know. You know, do I need to go
the
get a haircut and,
been running
and brush my hair real quick? And then, Quest, we need you back 360 gang. I don't know what we got.
Hey, listen, I swear I thought about it. I thought about it.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
Give me some. Maybe when I get to Houston.
Yeah, you could single-handedly bring us back, bro, if you going to cut. I'm just saying, bro.
Boy, because you know where you see them.
No, like Chris Brown did his thing.
You think of Magic because he can't get none.
Hey, look, though. Chris Brown, he threw the first punch, did his thing on his track. But Quavo just dropped something about 3 hours ago. I just want everybody's opinion. Have you heard Quavo's response and who y'all think, what y'all like about one or the other or what have you. And I just throw my little
hear Quavo
or whatever.
Yet.
I put it in the text group, though. So that's why I figured you may have heard it, Chris.
I did listen to it a little bit, but all he just said was pussy a lot. But at the end of the day, the nigga Chris Brown said, I fucked your chick while you was with her. So, yeah.
I mean, that happens every day. Like, I don't know. That shit like that happens every day, though. Like, so that wasn't the line that really moved me, like the takeoff line. When he was talking about take off, die, we wished it was you lying. You know what I'm saying? That was disrespectful.
But you know what Chris Brown said, took a broke nigga bitch. I'm just saying, man. He been saying it since that. He been saying it since that. So these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah. But see, I thought they was talking about Swati or Sweetie, however you pronounce her name. And Quavo's song, he named the chick that they were really talking about. So I think everybody really need to give Swati, Sweetie. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
She definitely was a jump off. She was definitely a jump off.
He was talking about Karrueche, the one. She went viral for a day because everybody thought that's who they was talking about. But if
they
you heard Quavo the shit.
No, they're not. They're talking about Karrueche.
Yeah,
Chris Brown said, "You fucked my bitch after her. I fucked your bitch while you was with her." Karrueche was
they
never
talking about
Karrueche. Sweetie,
they weren't together.
Chris Brown is talking about Sweetie. He fucked Sweetie while she was with Quavo.
Yeah, but Quavo also fucked Karrueche. After the fact.
But that's why Chris Brown said, "You smashed my chick, but I smashed yours when you was with her."
I get
what you're saying. We on the same page.
Okay.
This is me. I am the elite rapper. I'm the elite rapper on here. I get what's going on.
Shout to Lynn. She's backing up Suwu and Team Lightskin. Go ahead. Shout to you.
I'm just getting the facts straight. I'm the secretary. I get the facts straight, okay?
Now, that's what's up, because we do need the facts check, and Lynn coming through with the facts. Lynn, a.k.a. Fat Chick Shawty, a.k.a. She with the shit Shawty, Suwu Gang. And if you ain't with it, you in the
face. And she had the desk, too.
Oh, yeah. She putting them old folks to sleep. Hey. If you don't know, she over there putting them old folks to sleep. Night-night, niggas. Night-night, niggas.
She'll give you the meds to put that ass to bed.
What?
Factuals.
Hey, look, though, what I do like about Quavo verse is nothing he rapped, though. Like, I like the fact he used takeoff, though. That right there amplified whatever he was saying times 10, the fact that they took a little time and got, you know, found some old Quavo takeoff bars or whatever, however. But what Takeoff was saying fit the song perfectly, though. The beef, you know what I'm saying? Even though he ain't got nothing to do with it, but his part of the song fits perfectly to me. And that make his verse harder, even though, you know, I ain't going to say Takeoff wasn't talking about nothing, but, like, you know, Quavo wasn't talking about nothing, but hearing Takeoff make it a little bit more juicy to me.
I agree.
Anybody? Okay. My boy. Quest Fest. Mayhem.
Yeah, I still gotta hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard, have you heard it, Leah? Or Mel? Y'all, either one of y'all heard it? Quavo Park?
No, Mel Boozy. She don't listen. She don't listen.
Sorry, y'all,
I'm
at
too.
Work.
No, I haven't listened to it. I don't even know what's going on with celebrities half of the time if it wasn't for TikTok, to be honest. I'd be like, in my own world. I got too much shit going on. Worry about somebody else's life.
And one thing about it, too, it depends on what social media you on, because it seemed like it always blew up on Twitter first. Then, like,
a couple hours later,
Instagram will get it. Then tomorrow, Facebook will get it. So it just depends on what social media. I always be on Twitter a lot, so I always normally see the shit first on Twitter. Like, when I seen the J. Cole shit, even Kanye came with something. That's what I was going to segue into next.
I was shocked about. I was like, Kanye just came out of nowhere. I'm like, well, it's not coming out of nowhere because hell.
He just Cole, man, Cole dried a coochie up or something like that. It's like, damn, like what Cole did to you, gang? Cole ain't did shit to you, gang. Like,
Cole should have never. Listen,
we're not talking about the apologize, Mom. We're not talking about the apology. This shit was last week. This is a whole new week.
Because that's what is affecting this.
No.
He would have never did that shit.
That was last week, Crush. We ain't talking about it this week.
But is that the reason why he even brought bro up, yo? Is because he stepped down, though, you know what I mean?
Fuck no.
I get what's
going on. Yeah, that's why everybody's going at Cole.
No, ain't nobody else saying nothing about Cole except for fucking Kanye.
And
Cole's not even in the discussion. He cop deuces, so he's not in the discussion no more.
Listen, like I say, after he bowed out, I don't give a fuck about shit Cole got to say right now. I want to hear Drake.
Nobody does. That's the thing.
Everybody's still gonna listen to Fallout.
He's gonna be talking some big heavy shit and like,
we don't even believe you no more. No. I still believe Cole. He just got out of the battle, bro. You talking two different things. Battle rap and regular rap is two different raps.
His core fans still gonna fuck with whatever project he come out with. And you're gonna get normal Cole.
We are still Cole World over here, gang.
Yeah, you still gonna get Cole. You still gonna get them bars. You're gonna get what you got out of Cole.
Yeah, the Fall Off is gonna be elite. Yeah, the battle rap shit is different.
It is gonna be elite. It's just, if you played around your girl, her vagina is gonna be like the Sahara Desert. That's it. If you played around your girl, it's gonna
It's like that meme when SpongeBob, Squidward in the room looking at the blinds and SpongeBob and Starfish, they outside playing. That's what Kanye did. He's looking outside like, okay, now I'm just going to drop a diss. Fuck it, bro. Because, like, why did bro drop that? I don't know, man.
Because he hates Drake. They've been beefing for years.
But I did like.
Well, I thought they made up and did the little show. But I mean, I guess for money. But that's us. I think it was me, you, and Dope. Me, Quest, and Dope. We was on the phone, and we was talking about for how much. A matter of fact, it was because of this situation. We was like, how much amount of money, like to squash a beef, like how Rick Ross and 50 do a show for what did we say? What did I say? 200 mil. Or 10 mil or whatever, and we was all one, like, had our opinion about it. And I think that's how Drake and Kanye did their little show, is because, you know, for amount of money, yeah, we'll do a little show or whatever. Fuck this shit. Put our differences to the side. Or, you know, if the beef that strong,
would we not do a show together? Fuck the money, you know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah,
I
look
think
at Gucci,
was,
look at Gucci and Jeezy.
Jeezy, yeah.
They put a, they put their beef aside for the bag. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All I know is, look, I love the bag too, but ain't no way if this nigga shot my home, I'm never, nigga, it's up forever, nigga. Ain't no squashing no beef, nigga. And you talking about you smoking on my nigga too? Brother, man.
But see, Jeezy the one really was squashing it though, because, you know, they say, it's hearsay, he say, she say. They say Jeezy sent the hit, but then Jeezy, like, he ain't had nothing to do with it. But at the same time, that was Jeezy people. Regardless, he got smoked by Gucci Man himself. It wasn't Gucci homeboy shot him, such and such shot. Gucci the one shot him. So, yeah, like you say, it ain't no end in that if you a real, real street nigga and you did that. So I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
To me, it made Gucci look like that nigga, though. Like, nigga, I smoke your homeboy.
Yeah.
You apologizing and you want to do a show. And I'm doing a concert together with you on stage. And I'm singing my diss songs in your face, talking about I'm smoking on the homeboy that I personally shot.
Nigga.
First song. It was the first song. And then
you going to perform with me together. So I see. Yeah,
that
shit. Nah, nigga, it's not happening, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
I don't even really see people be like Jeezy won. Man, fuck, man, Gucci won that respect wise. He could Gucci had to do a play that diss song, and that was the end of it, right there. Like, for real, it's crazy.
Yeah, I get it. We all grown men. We got kids and shit. But there's some things it just don't. It's like a nigga punching your mama, and then you up there doing a song with him. No, nigga.
It's up every time I see you.
Fact. Even if my man did something stupid, like we all have the homeboy that did something stupid, and you be like, damn, this nigga got shot for doing something stupid. I ain't going to blame you for shooting him because he did some dumb shit, but I'm not going to rock with you after you shoot my boy, though. Like,
ever.
Like, it ain't, like, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's like one of that meme. It's like, you know, me and you necessarily don't have a problem, but if my friend swing on you, just know I got to swing on you, too.
Facts.
It's always going to be a problem. It's always going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know, so I would, hold on, I'm going to take, do you mind if I say this, Smooth? I'm going to take the reins for a little bit. So I go to church.
Do your thing. This is your show, man.
Yeah. I go to church this Sunday with my son, right? So, go to
praise
church
Jesus.
With my son. Yeah, praise Jesus. Praise Allah, Buddha, all them motherfuckers, right? Now, I'm not talking about the black Jesus. I'm talking about the white Jesus. We don't acknowledge the white Jesus. We only acknowledge the black Jesus. All right, the one with the fro.
Amen.
The one with the feet of brass, hair of wool. You know, he was not born in December. That nigga was definitely born somewhere in July, or maybe even
September.
Don't
look like Kenny G.
Not Kenny G.
Jesus was not playing no clarinet. You know what I mean? Jesus was playing the drums. All right, so I go to church, right? And I was talking to Smooth about this, right? Now, here's my thing. There's a lot of indoctrination when it comes to, right, the Bible. You got your Old Testament, you got your New Testament, right? Old Testament, eye for eye. They say that if it's eye for eye, both people end up blind. But, I mean, you got two eyes, so technically y'all both would have a patch over each eye, but y'all would at least got your lick back, right? But nonetheless, I go to church with my son, right? Now, I'm sitting in the pew. It's me. It's my son. My ex-wife's ex-husband, second ex-husband, is in the other pew.
Slight shade.
Springtime shade.
This is wild.
This is hilarious, though.
Yeah, I know what you're about to say. Yeah, wait for it. Y'all wait for it. Wait for it.
All right. So me, my son, my ex-wife, we're all in one pew, and then the ex-husband, the second ex-husband, is in the other pew with his new woman. It's just fucking hilarious, right?
So everybody
so
else
the pastor's
is
giving,
hold on.
See, that's what I was. See, that's what I was saying. I'm gonna have to change churches. If I'm not going to the same church, if the way that he left her, and I got my new woman, I'm not at the same church with this. But hey,
okay,
that's,
cause
like I said, she's a bigger person than me. She's a bigger God. God has worked on her way more than he has ever worked on me. But okay, cool. So I'm in there. Me and my son, we're in there bonding. You know, we're praying. The first of all, there's certain levels of churches, right? You got your regular church where, you know, you go in there, you do your communion, you give offerings, you sing, then you give benediction, and you get the fuck up out of there. That's usually about an hour. Then you got your 2-hour service, and then you got your we get out of here whenever the fuck we get out of here church. It was one of those. We gonna get out of here whenever the fuck we get out of here. Right. Now the choir was fire, right? Choir was fire. The band was playing. Now I was raised in Church of Christ, right? If you know Church of Christ is damn near cult like. You can't have no instruments. Everything's a cappella. If you go to the white one, it's like watching paint dry. If you go to the black one, it's like karaoke. But it's cool. All right. So on this one, the band is fire. We up there, they singing. The old ass pastor, like after a certain time, they need to recycle pastors, right? They need to swap them out, get the new fresh. Because every time this nigga was speaking, it took an extra 15 minutes for him to say whatever he had to say. Because every other second sentence was him shouting in tongues. He was like, oh, and the Lord, glory of God. I'm like, nigga, the tongues is not hit that often, right? Shut the fuck up and just get to the point that you're trying to get to. It is now half an hour just for you to read, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me down to green pastures. And, like, it took a half an hour just for him to read that because he kept going in tongues. All right, cool. Now, they did not do any communion, right? I didn't get no moldy crackers. I didn't get no expired grape wine, grape juice or nothing like that. I didn't get none of that. So I'm feeling some kind of way because I wanted to take partake of the body of the Christ and the blood of the Lamb. That was just me. I was like, okay, but it didn't happen. But you know what the fuck they did pass around? No, I definitely
collection plate.
They did pass around that. Now let me tell you about these motherfuckers here. There is about 60 people in this church. The inside of this church is fire. I'm talking about gold trim. The chairs are comfortable. They got video projections. Look, I know it's been a while since I've been to church. Well, to this kind of church. When you can veil the church, when you can cash out the church, facts. This is the thing that threw me off, right? When they was like, everybody that is about to tithe, please stand up. So these people were standing up because they're tithing. Everybody that was sitting down, including me, because I'm not tithing shit, right? I'm like, so you want to embarrass people for not tithing? What if a nigga's really broke and they can't tithe this week? Why would you embarrass them like that? That was my whole thought process. And then also, it's a lot of mob mentality, because if somebody else is, you're standing up only because somebody else is standing up, right? Or you're doing something only because you don't want other people to look at you. I don't give a fuck. Because first of all, none of y'all pay my bills. And y'all can't send me to hell. Only God can send me to hell. Y'all can't judge me. So I don't give a shit. But anyway, so people was up. They were shouting. Big women, I have nothing against y'all. But when y'all get to shouting and y'all want to fall the fuck down, I would not pick you up. If you would just fall.
Them poor ushers that gotta try to pick their big asses up.
Yeah, you wanna break dance and have seizures on the floor? That is your business. I'm not about to pick your big ass up. You can just go stand.
Yo, have you ever seen an usher struggling to pick up a big chick?
Hey, the funniest is when they lay their hands.
Like, all right, you gotta help me out a little bit. Like, come on now.
Bruh. one of them, the pastor laid. Now, the pastor's only 5'5", right? The woman had to be at least 6 feet in the heels. She had to bend down to get for him to touch her forehead, and he touched her forehead, and you know how they throw him back? This big bitch fell backwards. The usher didn't catch her, so she rolled off his arms, and she fell on the floor. Now she got a broke hip and a separated shoulder because you want to throw her backwards.
He fucked up the truck.
Right, man, look. All right. So anyway, so they got the Cash App. They got the Zelle. Right. All right. Cool. So they go around and they pass a collection plate. Right. Everything that they said in their newsletter about things that were coming up cost money. There was nothing free that was coming up on their program. I was like, okay, y'all motherfuckers trying to get this bag. Now, I just happened to come on the 41st anniversary of the church. I just happened to come on that day. I guess it was a special day, whatever. So I come on the 41st anniversary, and apparently the men and the women have been in battle about collecting money to give to the church, right? So not only are you tithing, not only are they going out getting, other contributions, but on top of that, you have a fundraiser where you're raising more money for the church. You niggas over here, and I'm talking about the pastor didn't look broke. The deacon didn't look broke. The deacon had on a goddamn gold chain with a P on that motherfucker and a polo shirt, not a polo shirt, like a polo with a collar. The shit said polo on the front. I say, oh, shit, with some goddamn J's. This nigga had that.
The P stand for
praise and worship.
But that was not the only one. Before I go to the other part, let me tell you this part. The other brother went up there for blessings. The nigga had on 17 ring fingers, ring fingers, gold and silver. Talking about he want blessings for more blessings. Nigga, you're pretty blessed if you got jewelry on every single one of your fingers that shimmy when the light hit it a certain direction. I said, oh, Lord have mercy. All right, but whatever. Okay, cool. So after that, you know, they got so here's what a lot of people don't realize, right? When it's the men versus the women for anything when it comes to church, usually the women outnumber the men, right? And it was a very apparent. There was like 15 men and like 700 females in church, which I mean, I never understood it, but if it goes back to the days of when slavery, when slavery existed, right? So they take the most charismatic black person that has the charisma, and that has influence over other black folks, they usually would make him the pastor, right? Because he's the one that keeps the black people in line, teach the and they would give him, like, he wasn't the house nigga, but he was up there with the house nigga, but he got more benefits, right? So apparently they take the most charismatic black person, that's who usually they make the pastor. So that's usually why the past, and of course, women usually gravitate to charismatic men versus men. As men, I don't care about you being charismatic. I care about, okay, well, do you live what you're saying? And if what you're saying makes logical sense, I'm there, right? So now the pastor had a guest pastor from Arkansas, which was hilarious because he was from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I forget the name of his church, but it was like a real long ass name. But he was from Pine
Not
Bluff.
Not Pine Bluff.
The dude was from Pine Bluff. I cracked up because I instantly thought about Quest when he said Pine Bluff, right? So, old smooth ass talking nigga from Pine Bluff. All right, so he's up there, and he was talking about people come to church for a show, but not for deliverance, which is true, right? How many people are actually up there for deliverance? But I'm saying all
that's
this to say, yeah, that's a fucking bar, bro. He had some bars. I ain't gonna lie. This smooth talking motherfucking boy, he had these women swooning in there. I was like, damn, that's a good ass point. But it's cool. All right, so he was like, forgiveness. He said, look, if Jesus can forgive the people that put him on the cross, what makes you too good to forgive somebody that has trespassed against you? Now, that shook me to my core, because I was like, damn, if I am, because I have been baptized for the remission of my sins, right? You know, I've been baptized, all right? So that is the case, and I'm a Christian, and I'm supposed to walk through the Bible, right? If I'm supposed to walk through the New Testament, that is a very good point. But I'm a work in progress. And we're not perfect. And so while I'm sitting there, and my son's, I'm looking at my son, and I was like, you know what, I've been for Dave, my ex-wife, for her being petty and childish and just not very good at the time when we were together. After the divorce, she was very, very evil. But she's an Aries. That's to be expected, right? So... But I've been forgave her, right? Because now I'm up, saying she lives at her mama house. She still makes, she still makes less than me, even with the master's. But it's cool. It's cool. Like I said.
Summertime shade.
So much shade. Like,
for
tell a whole tree.
Nah, fuck that. That was a solar eclipse.
I'm just
it's still microwaving.
Man, so.
Y'all are still microwaving, I see.
Yeah, I pull up in the SRT. She got the Hyundai special. We're on different levels in our lives right now. It's cool, though.
You won.
Maybe you do need to be a better person.
Maybe you do need to listen to the pastor.
he said that especially for you.
Yeah.
Now that you were sitting right by her, he said that straight to you.
Yeah, I was.
I didn't miss the lesson.
All right, but there's a little bit more to the story. So after church got out at 2 o'clock, right? We got there at 10:30. We got out of church at 2 o'clock. I told my son, I'm never coming to church with you ever again in life. I'm going to go to my brother's church. Them motherfuckers get out after an hour. And the white people, they got a whole, multicultural band. They play alternative, rock and pop. And I'm cool with that. Just as long as I can keep rhythm. All right, but whatever. So they're like, hey, we got an anniversary barbecue dinner waiting for y'all. In the other building. All right, so cool. I'm like, all right, son, this is me spending my time with you, because you got to meet your kids where they are, right? So my son is on this Christian journey, which I could talk about why he's on the Christian journey, because, his grandfather, indoctrinated his mother, and his mother indoctrinated him, so that's the reason why he's on it. But it's cool, whatever. Like, if it makes him happy, it makes me happy. Cool. I even went through my little indoctrination phase where I was super Christianed out, and then eventually I was like, after I, did some reading, about theology and why the church was created and why Catholic Church was created and why the Protestant Church was created, and why the Bible was reconstructed and put together 200 years after Jesus died through oral illustration. I'm just saying, I got doubts, but
yeah,
whatever.
Man, I can't even think straight.
All right, so... We go to the little place, then, and I go get my plate, and at the table, my ex-wife's best friend of 20 years, my son, her ex-husband, and then me, right? So never in the history of anything would I think I would be mature enough and grown enough to sit at the table with my ex-wife and her husband, or now her ex-husband, right? And have casual conversation. But me being me, I still had to throw something in there. And I was like, hey, now, first of all, her parents were fucked up for calling her Juanita and she's black. And then putting an E in the putting an E in her name. Dude, like, why would you call her Juanita?
What
does that
have to do with the fact that she's in China?
All right, but anyway. I was like, hey, isn't this cool that we have all grown to where we all get to where you can have both your ex-husbands at the same table and they're
fucked up.
You're a shit starter.
You are so fucked up.
Who's that fucked up? I'm just
you're
saying.
Why, nigga?
Oh, so I'm supposed to ignore the pink polka dot elephant in the room that both her exes
are You could have just let that sit in your brain and chill. Laugh about it to yourself. No, you had to say it out loud. And fuck up a moment.
How did I mess up?
You could have been just like, hey, this is a great moment and everything with my son, my ex-wife, and everything, and everybody's coexisting. And laugh about that shit in your brain. No, you had to say it out loud.
Well, I mean, because
it fucked up a moment.
I mean, the fact that you're over here with your other, like, the difference between me and the other ex-husband, right? I'm going to tell you the difference. He did her dirty. So the fact that you're all at the same church and you're able to sit at the same table, that was beyond me. But I was like, all right, well, cool. I was like, cool. Since we're both here and we both left your ass to go be happy, I just wanted to point it out that we're mature enough and we have forgiven everybody to the point where we all could be at this table under God's roof.
I think that's something you could
I get. I get that you, that entire situation is fucking wild. But why did you have to say it?
That's wild.
And I could probably paint the fucking picture. Nobody was saying nothing and everything. Everybody probably just eating, having a good time and everything. And he just pop out and just say that. Smooth out the fucking
No. See, here's the difference. It's like if you get in the elevator, somebody farts and nobody says nothing, right? And don't make the stank go away. It's just nobody saying nothing. I'ma say something. Like, which one of you nasty motherfuckers fart? Just me.
There's a difference. Like, that doesn't make
the
no sense.
The situation
like,
was already awkward.
Yeah, the situation, and you guys know each other and have to deal with each other on a daily basis. Like, these are people that you have to have in your face because of the situation that she put herself in. We all know it's messy. You just magnified a messy situation, and you thought you were being the bigger person, but you weren't.
No, but okay. I'm glass half
empty.
Come on,
jump in here.
How is that really messy?
Come on, the devil. It is messy.
Listen.
If a girl would do that to
y'all
you,
don't
like,
never
you
let
messy.
A nigga talk. Y'all okay. Two don't never let a nigga get his thing out.
We do.
Let me
but
talk real quick.
20 minutes straight. Y'all are talking about 20 minutes straight.
Look, no.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Thank y'all. Y'all say it's messy, but y'all don't think, like, he just saying it like it's the people that put it together. Like, he showed up. Why are they going to church? Dope. Now, this dope first time. They have seen each other before at this church. I'm guessing, like, it's not their first time being in the same church. Dope just being the dope. I'm going to say it like that because that's something I probably would have said, too. Hey, I'm your ex-wife, husband. That's your ex-husband. It's the ex-husband gang. We clicked up, shouted, what's up? Like, I don't know. I don't see it as bad. You say it as weird.
Exactly.
Right. Now, y'all, come let y'all talk.
If the situation is already awkward, I have to make it noticeably more awkward. Like, my ex, both two people that I done have sex with is in here. One of them did me dirty, and another one I got a baby by. And I got to sit at this table for the sake of my child.
Two
so we can, it would be COVID sex. Yeah, two. Oh, both my baby daddies? Oh, God. Both my baby daddies.
No, he couldn't. No. She said no to him. She said no to his baby. She gave me two, back to back. Shout out to that.
Oh.
Never, that was her baby daddy. That's an abortion baby daddy. But anyway.
Goddamn.
Nevertheless, that was her baby daddy. Okay. At some point, that was her baby daddy. Both of my exes are here. We have at church. I got a B-Rat XA for the sake of my child and my children and for the sake of my own, you know, pride, joy, whatever the case may be. And here comes this fool going to have to bring up that it's already awkward and make it even more awkward. Sir, get out. You're not invited to church no more. Don't come. No, I don't care. Don't come. Because you already made it awkward. You made it even more awkward.
No.
You could have took that with grace is what we're saying. Like, you could have took that with grace. Like,
you could have did a petty, you could have just laughed in your brain.
Yeah, I would have took it with grace. Noted, like, I've been in situations where I've been in front of an ex and their current girlfriend, and I'm like, it don't matter. To me, it don't matter because, like, I know what it is, right? So, but I'm not going to be petty in anybody's face to make myself feel better or make the awkward situation worse. I'm just going to take it as the graceful person that I am, and I'm just going to be like,
It didn't make me feel better. I just seen everybody's face was all scrunched up, and I was like, you know, hey, since the pastor was talking about forgiveness and growth and forgiving those that have trespassed against you, I said, we have grown to this point.
I ain't speaking on nobody else's situation. I just think, Dope, you were very comfortable with yourself in that situation to speak on it, and I feel I probably would have done something similar.
I wouldn't have done none of that. I would have laughed to myself and made a joke about the pastor or the food or just did small talk until I got the hell up out of here.
I hold my nuts dry. Like, they can't.
No,
want
but
me.
I'm just saying, there's no need. I'm just saying, for me, there's no need for that. I mean, you handle your situation however you want to handle it. That's on you. But, like, I'd rather just be peaceful and not give a damn about whatever's going on.
That's peaceful.
Like, I can see if somebody said something and everything, and that was shot back.
I did say something.
No, if somebody else said something and you were shooting back. But no,
but
I wasn't
shooting.
Jumped out the window.
And I had a parachute, though. I jumped out the window, but I had a parachute.
Yeah, but you didn't have to jump, though. That's the thing. It's a comfortable couch. You didn't have to jump.
Some people take the stairs, some people take the elevator.
For me, we wouldn't be here. If you should have laughed at yourself, like, dang, if it wasn't for me, would none of us be here? Like, thank you. That's what I would have said to myself. Because if I never...
No, I definitely would have said that. I definitely would have said that, too. I like, bro, if I didn't throw her away, she wouldn't have never went with you. Your beta ass nigga, your beta male ass. And then you wouldn't have found out what I found out and dumped her 4 years later.
Dope got a little animosity to his buddy, bro.
It
sounds
like Dope want that old thing back.
It sounds like Dope want that old thing back.
Here's how the growth, because we're still talking about growth, right? So here's the growth, right? Here's some additional growth. So now, mind you, I had my daughter 2 years after we got a divorce, right? So up until this year, it was that girl. Never, you know, your sister, never your daughter. It's always been that girl, right? For my daughter, up until this year, right? So I go over to the house, right, to go meet my sons to pick them up, right? And the auntie comes out and was like, hey, you know, is that your daughter in the back seat? I'm like, yeah, that's my daughter in the back seat. She's like, oh, let me see her. So once she seen her and said, oh, she looks just like Darrell, and whoop de whoop whoop, she was, you know, and she was like, you know, the craziest thing is I was hating this little girl, and I don't even know why I was hating her, and I was just probably hating her just because, you know, my sister was hating her. But, oh, you know, once she met my daughter, it's like, why do you have any honor? So that was one thing, right? And then about 2 weeks later, she called me. She said, look, if your daughter wants to come over here and hang out with her brothers, she can, right? So with that being said, I might talk shit about my ex-wife, but I'm also going to give her kudos where it's warranted, right? So she did. She does do some dumb fuck shit, but she also has made some growth in that time period as well. So I don't want y'all to think there's any actual animosity between me and my ex-wife. It's not. It was just, I'm just poking fun at her, but shout out to my ex-wife, right? No, that was, I'm giving her kudos for that one. Because
what a hand clap.
I didn't really get.
What a hand clap. Yeah.
So if
that's the case, yeah. Why'd you say that?
Now, Dope, see, to understand what my boy Dope did, you got to really understand Dope, man. I don't think Dope was trying to be evil or petty, but he was just being Dope. Like, I get it.
Dope is petty.
Somehow might not. Exactly. I'm not saying he did it to be petty, but like I say, to understand why Dope did it, you got to understand Dope. So, Crush, I don't know why you don't understand why he did it. Now, we all got our opinions of if we did it or what we would have done in that situation. I totally understand why Dope did it. Like, it was feeling funny. Hey, everybody was looking screw-faced, whatever, whatever. He just said literally probably what everybody was thinking. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, what I have said it, I don't know.
I get that part. I completely get that part. But, again, he could have just laughed in his brain.
That's why me and Smooth rock, right? Because
it wouldn't have been dope.
Me and Smooth, like, Smooth is going to say some stuff, and you're going to be like, oh, that's that nigga Smooth. Like, you got to know Smooth to appreciate Smooth. You got to know me to appreciate me. Even sometimes Quest, when he don't very jump off to left field very often, but every now and then Quest does jump off to left field, and you got to be like, you know what? We don't know when Lennon be Lennon. Lynn be Lennon.
I know when Mel be Melon.
Hey, we
having to call
up my
fucking ass out.
Here recently, yes, Mel and D. Melon.
Past 2 weeks, we have caught her several times. Melon.
Mel is melanin. Mel is melanin.
Yeah, I be having it like, nah, there you go. Now she put a New York voice on. When she start doing that, when she put the New York accent in, that's her bullshit. That's her on some bullshit. I know her very well.
I've heard that before, but it's not really.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
let's get to the point.
Yeah,
what we put. What we put over here.
Yeah. she put that thick New York accent on. Yeah, she on some bullshit. Or when she called me by my first government full name. Oh, no, gang.
I've called you that since the day we've talked on the phone.
That ain't the point, gang. But when you answer the phone
never
that way.
Called you.
This is how you do it. You'll pick up the phone. How can I help you, Michael? That's when I know you want some bullshit.
I'm busy.
Now you want some bullshit. You ain't busy.
I didn't have to pick up the phone.
You didn't, but you did, though.
Right, because you're Michael.
I'm going to thank you.
Wow.
I'm going to thank you.
Hey, all right. So, hey, look, I got a question that was just sent to me. All right, so I got a question. I'm gonna ask Smooth first. I'm gonna ask Smooth first, and I'm gonna ask each person individually. But here's the question: as a man, do you care, or have you ever asked a woman if she's single? Number one, do you care if she's single, and have you ever asked if a woman is single?
I guess both. Yes, I mean I don't really. Okay, here we go. Here we go. If I ask you, you single, you tell me yes, I'm gonna leave you alone. But if no, if you tell me you single and you say no, and I'm gonna leave you alone. But if you if I ask you single and you say no and you still flirting, shit, what you mean? Like, I'm gonna flirt back or take it wherever you want to take it. But usually I leave chicks alone and say they're in relationships. Lying to me or not, like, because if you ain't interested, ain't no point in me wasting my time, no way. I ain't really never been that type to chase, like, you know, too far. I might jog a little bit, like this meme saying shit, but, like, if I know you ain't interested.
You might power walk.
Yeah, if I know you ain't interested, I ain't finna buy you or persuade you or none of that. That ain't never been me, so no. Like, if you gonna lie to me and tell me you single, I mean, you not single, or if you are actually in a relationship, no, I'm not single. All right, I leave chicks alone. I don't really do too much extra after that.
All right, Chris, do you ask, like, when you're talking to a chick, do you ask if she's single, and do you care if she's single?
Absolutely and absolutely.
Chris, Mr. Quest.
I would respect the situation if she got a guy, you know, because I wouldn't want it to happen to me. So I will respect the situation for sure. I definitely would ask. Now, if it's on some, like, let's say you're in the club type shit, you ain't gonna really ask that question like in the club if you. Awesome. You know, but if you just meet a, you know, random chick and y'all get to just vibing really quick, you gonna ask that question, like, you know, sometimes you just be on the prowl and then them questions don't get asked. But if you know, you think you interested, you gonna ask that question, like, yo, you got a situation? And she like, nah, don't. Or if she say it's complicated, then it's a nah for me. Still, complicated mean nah. It's over with.
All right, so my homegirl asked me this question because it's crazy that me and the dude that she's rocking with, right, we both have the same answer. I have never asked a woman if she's single. I can care less because the best man always wins. So now am I going to hound a woman? Am I going to stalk a woman to try to get her to like? But if she's choosing up, the last thing I'm going to ask is, are you single? Because I don't care if you're single. I don't, because the best man always wins.
Wait, I have a question about that.
Okay, well, go ahead. Jump in there.
Well, how about if, like, you don't ask if she's single, she don't tell you she has somebody, you don't think that eventually she's going to choose you and do the same thing to you?
No.
Most of the time in a situation like that, you just trying to fuck.
Well, not exactly.
And by the time that shit happens, you don't care no more.
I think it's more like a swag thing. Say I don't ask her and I pull her, and she mine now. If somebody else can pull her, bro, you can have her.
Pretty much. Basically.
Nah.
So, like, I get too invested.
I can't play those fucking games.
Yeah, we too old for that. I'm too old for that.
Well, nowadays, if after you get over 30, nigga, if you talk about boyfriend and girlfriend in your 30s, nigga, what the fuck is we talking about? Right? So, in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 90s, 55, 57. Like, shit is not real. Shit is not real. There's only three things that's gonna. Things that's gonna make a relationship real, right? Pregnancy. Lease. You got a lease in both y'all's name, or y'all married. Other than that, everything else is practice. It's not the game.
Everything
is practice.
So unless there's a legal document, that's the only way that it constitutes a relationship at this point?
Okay.
Why would you do
that? In your 30s, does it sound right saying that's my boyfriend?
No. You say thank you to my man.
You don't say boyfriend or girlfriend no more. You need to say that's my man or that's my girl.
Yeah, right, I say that's my girl all the time.
Say thank you to my
Once again, I'm just saying. I'm saying for me. Quest, you are a dynamic and wonderful human being, right?
He is.
If I could be half as sweet and nice as Quest is, I'd probably get a lot further in life, right?
Your old ass was asking chicks, do you want to go steady?
Yeah, I definitely was. I definitely was. And I did let a chick wear my Letterman jacket. I did let her wear my Letterman jacket.
You ain't fucking around. We ain't going steady. That was a vibe. Keep going, though. Continue.
Yeah. But now in my older years, right, my first thing is And also another thing, right, because I'm very selective. Like, I'm just not going to just dive deep and skeet and everything, right? So I got to, first of all, like, if I'm going to share my glorious DNA with you with the possibility of getting you pregnant, you got to be that. The first thing, because, I mean, if I got to put a condom on in my 30s and 40s, what am I with you for? Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? What are we doing? Now, if I'm just out here, knocking things down, definitely putting a condom on, because I'm not even going to know your last name. I barely know your first name. But if I know your first name, I know your last name, I know where you work at, I know how old you really are, I know how many kids you got. Like, I done paid for, at least 3 dates. You come, you spend a night. I mean, I let you use my shower. Men, there's nothing sexier to a woman when she uses your shower and you got body wash in there. Because you're going to bring her spend a night bag, right? She's going to bring her spend a night bag. A real woman's going to bring her spend a night bag. She already knows she's about to spend a night. She knows she's going to spend a night. She know it. Now, if you pick her up, she might not know that she's spending the night. Driving to your house, she already knows whether or not she's spending the night. She's going to have to spend the night back, right? Make sure your bathroom's clean. Niggas, you fuck up some good pussy.
I mean, if she's coming over, period, make sure the bathroom's clean.
No. But there's a difference. You could tell a nigga that is naturally clean and a nigga that just cleaned up because you coming over.
You definitely could tell.
I appreciate the effort. All right. Now,
I
men know, that are
I'm
naturally...
Like, I know he don't clean like this on a regular basis. I know.
All right. So, I'm amazing. So, my kids will tell you, every Saturday morning, I'm still old school. I put the music on. I still do it to this day. My daughter's like, I knew you was cleaning up because you put the music on. Yeah, put the music on. So you go in there Saturday, you clean up the bathroom, you clean up the whole house, boom, 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 right? But anyway, man, she come over, your sheets, man, if your sheets don't smell like Gain or Bounty or something, don't smell like something, spray your cologne on your sheets. Reason why, because if it just smells like you're stinking ass and you ain't washed them sheets in a week or two, or you had somebody else over there and it smells like her, you're going to fuck up. Don't do it.
Oh, you know what's something toxic that I do? I'm not even gonna tell you.
You
brought it up. You got to speak on it now.
So like,
no filter.
When I sleep over at somebody's house, I always spray my freaking perfume all over their pillow and their sheets, just so they'll miss me. Y'all really encourage fuckery.
Where that one at? Where that
nah.
one at?
Oh, you want to that one?
Yeah.
I fuck with that. The sad part is I know a lot of chicks that do it.
This is what I hate.
Lynn!
I'm back, guys.
Everything all right?
I hate.
Yeah, it's good. Somebody burned some freaking
toast.
Fire alarm is sensitive, so if you burn some toast, burn some popcorn, it's going to go off. And I can't turn it off until the fire department gets here.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. All right, so where was you at? Okay, so she's coming over. She got her spinning night bag, right? Your bathroom's clean. Your sheets are clean. They smell like Gain or Bounce or whatever, Bounty, whatever. Downy, whatever. Boom. Right?
Who's having a booty call?
Now. No, it's not a booty call. We're in our 30s. These are not booty calls. These are late night rendezvous with two consulting adults. This is not a booty call.
Okay. Did they get to stay the whole night? I got questions.
I'm about to get to the story. We're going to finish.
Okay.
All right, so boom. She come over. Because now, ladies, if you're coming after 8 o'clock to a nigga's house, they already, if you don't have a spin a night bag, you're a hoe. Right? If you're coming to his house after 8 o'clock and you don't have a spin a night bag, you're a hoe.
No, you're not. Right. I'm coming to get what I needed and go home. I got to go to work in the morning. My kids got to get on the bus.
This nigga so disrespectful. Not on the first one, Lynn.
On the first one, yes. I might just need what I need to see what it's talking about and go home.
You're not fucking me and leaving. That's what's not going to happen. You're not about to jump me off. No. You're not about to jump me off. That's not happening.
Y'all don't like being treated like the hoe.
If you're coming to
I want to go home. I'm going to my
own. You can go home in the morning.
I'm not going to be clutching the sheets like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Nah, fuck that. I'm making sure you can't walk right. You may plan to go back home, but you're like, you know what? I think I might stay.
The premise of the story is once you get over a certain age, your interactions should be different. If you're coming over after 8 o'clock, it's different if y'all together and she's like, oh well, let's go back to your place. If she doesn't have a spin a night bag or a to go bag, and okay, that's cool because she's with you. But if she's coming to your house and it's after 8 o'clock, you better have that.
Hold on. Time out. 8 o'clock is a little extreme because, again, we all grown here. We got shit to do. We got lives and everything. So 8 o'clock is still a reasonable hour. Now, I say 10, past 10, that's a different story.
Smooth, would you tell him that right now at our age? Tell him, Smooth.
Hey, Sam, I think me and Quest was on the phone the other day. If we ain't planned it and I ain't out the house or you over here by 8, 9, Doug, I ain't getting out. It's over with, fam. I'm going to be asleep by 10:30, 11, fam. So I don't even know it, bro. I'm 41, fam. I ain't finna play with y'all, man.
I don't have a spend the night there.
I done took my socks off. I'm rubbing my feet at 9:55.
I didn't know these are new rules.
No, these rules are old.
This is old rules.
No, these
are
new
rules.
These
were
never the rules.
Okay,
this is
a new question. This is a new question. This is a new one. All right. What's everybody's cutoff from late night date to
All right, we had to leave first because he was trying to redirect my actual story, but I got to finish my story because we only got 19 minutes left. All right, so bam, we're coming. She's coming over. She hops in the shower with her to-go bag. Your shower's clean. She go ahead. She puts on all her body wash. Now, there's three outfits she's gonna come out with. She's either gonna come out with the pajama pants and the top. That means you got to do some work to get her out of them clothes. She's going to come with the T-shirt, panties, and socks. That means she's real comfortable at your house. If she comes out that motherfucker with the negligee, 90, whoopee-whoop, nigga.
It's on the father.
It is on and popping. Matter of fact, you better not turn the TV on if that happens. If she comes out with the lotion, the lingerie. Well, so here's what happens. If she comes out with the lingerie, right? Most men have candles in their room. Most men have candles in their room. If she comes out in the negligee, you light the candle, and you put on the music. If she has a
candle was lit before they came over.
The candle was lit when she got in. Come on.
Yeah, before she came over. I got the take wood. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Come out. Bathroom. Come out.
It's already smelling like cedar wood in this bitch.
I usually wait to see what attire she
Mel,
puts on.
Are you listening?
Right. So if she puts on the T-shirt with panties. And if she puts on a T-shirt with panties and mismatched socks, I'm gonna throw the TV on. We're going to cuddle for a good 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay,
cuddle
yeah,
for
South
30
Canada.
Minutes.
Y'all are South Canada, but go ahead.
Oh, but see, you guys want see,
no,
the thing
no,
is,
no, 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 no,
no,
no,
no, no,
dope is so tender. Dope is so tender because I don't know about 30 minutes.
An hour?
Okay,
3 to 5 minutes. My dick is rock hard.
It's rare when I agree with dope, but
hold on.
What's wrong with cuddling for 30?
No. Shit now, bro. 3 to 5 minutes, my dick rock hard from my backside on your head. What are you saying?
We can do that afterwards. That's not what I can
do. Yeah, you can cuddle.
Exactly,
Lynn. That's when you do the low poke. This check the temperature.
No. No, question for you.
We're going to
cuddle afterwards, and then
afterwards.
I'm going to fall asleep and roll over because, bitch, I really can't sleep like this because I'm 41. I got to sleep my fucking way. So I got you for a cool 15, 20. But once I get ready and I'm sleep, bitch, roll over. I'm going to roll over, and I'm sleep.
Right,
but continue with your story, though. Your hour.
Yeah, shit about romance.
The reason why if it's our first meeting, right, and we're cuddling,
okay,
something's gonna pop up and hit you while you're laying on my chest. Somebody's gonna pop up and say, "What's happening?" Now, you're gonna use one of two options. Women like to be slick. They'll try to rub. They'll rub their arm around or across it before they grab it. So they just rub their arm over it.
You're right.
Yeah. Or.
Maybe trying to make sure that you're ready.
Yeah, you're right. You're ready. Or, now the ones I hate are the ones that have to put the cover over their head to do it. We've grown now. If you have to put the cover over your head, if you start down there, I'm going to put the cover over your head anyway. Man, see, grown people, you can't just jump
Poor
into the. You can't
cuddle,
just jump
Lynn.
In there.
I
April.
You come over afterwards, but at the beginning, like, you know what I came over here for. Come on, let's get this party started.
It just depends on the vibe. It really just depends on the
And then
vibe.
It depends,
like,
on who it is, too.
It is,
and it kind of depends on
Yeah, because I'm that nigga that women want to cuddle with. So, yeah, they come over, they cuddle. Yeah,
I am too.
I'm good.
I got a teddy bear physique, so.
Cuddle ass music and crush the cuddlers.
Now, men, you have soft feet, right? You can take your socks off. If you have trim toenails and soft feet, you can take your socks off. If you do not have that, there's nothing will dry up a vagina more than you scratching the woman's legs with your scratchy, rough feet, right? Just letting you know. So. Make sure. All right, so cool. So we'll go. All right, so boom. Once she's already down there, so women are smart, right? So she don't want to commit to give you none if she don't think you can handle what she's going to be throwing back. So that's why she'll rub her arm across it or rub her leg across it or whatever to make sure you have enough to handle it. If you don't, then the situation's going to change. The whole energy is going to change when she finds out that you don't have enough equipment to handle the business, right? Then she's like, oh, man, my kid just called me. Shit, I got to go. I forgot I got to go do this term paper. Something's going to happen, right? But if you got enough, then
or if she can just say, nigga, no.
I mean, if she respects her as a nigga enough, because a man can't do nothing about his size, right? So she's not going to – now, if you try to diss her, she's going to talk bad about you, but she's going to try to politely decline the invitation to give, if you now don't have enough equipment, right? All right, so
– you need to come off some head or something, but go on.
See, this nigga Lynn, bruh, like – you know, there's two – now, I get it. There's some women – that when they come over, the last thing, I'm not cuddling with you. I already know what it is. Like, men know in a minute or two whether or not you're a jump off or if you're a quality chick, right? So you only do other stuff with quality chicks, right? I'm not saying that you're a jump off, Lynn. I'm just saying you do have some jump off tendencies. Like, if you come over just to get your rocks off. If you come over to get your rocks off.
You the jump off. I'm not the jump off. You're the jump off. I'm coming to jump on and then jump off and go home. You're the jump off, boo. I'm not the jump off. I just know what it is.
As my
grandfather
used to say.
I'm not coming over here to play no games.
A lock that any key can open is a shitty lock. A key that can open any lock is a master key.
Nobody said I was easy, but however, if me and you have had this before it gets to this point, me and you have had a conversation, we've talked about it, we set up the date, whatever the case may be, why am I come up here to play games with you?
Because
I don't feel like that makes you a hoe. You just know what you want. I mean, that doesn't make
you
Hold on. Wait. Let me preference something. So,
because you're trying to say that a woman that's like that makes her a whore. No, it doesn't. It just makes sure she.
No. I didn't say
you
that.
Somebody
makes
come
her
over
a
to play games with you? No, you said a key that opens any lock or whatever the case may be is a shitty lock. That's calling somebody a whore. I don't care how you try to slice and dice it. That's calling somebody a whore.
How's that?
In metaphoric terms, that's what you tried to say. However, all I'm saying is if me and you or we're talking, whatever the prefaces of our relationship is, if we talked about having sex, let's be grown here. We talked about having sex. I'm not coming over here to play no games. I know what time it is. I'm not coming over here it's like we said, we're all over 30, right? I get tired. I'd be ready to go to bed. So, look, let's do what we came to do. We can cuddle and watch TV and do all that afterwards, or I can go home. What are we playing games for? And especially if we're not trying to be in a relationship, or that's not the purposes of what we're doing.
If
we're not in a relationship,
if you hear the key word that you said, if we're not trying to be in a relationship, everything I was talking about.
So what are we doing?
I just got through saying in the very beginning of this whole story, I said, once you get over the age of 30.
I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, she
was going at that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
now,
premise,
it makes sense. Now you want to. Okay. It makes sense now. Because
all this is to develop a relationship. Is to develop.
Okay.
So when you. So if I'm interested in you for more than just your box, I'm gonna do this other stuff. And so like if you're wanting a relationship with me, you're not just gonna come to fuck me, right?
Okay.
You're gonna want something more substantial. Yeah.
I mean. Okay.
Yeah. Now, like I said, now as grown ass people, if I want to get my rocks off, I want to get my rocks off. Whether, you know, if we both agree to it, okay, cool. But once again, if over the getting our rocks off, so here's something that I learned in psychology, right? All right, so the
move.
There's a
no.
We're smooth. Yeah.
Chill out.
What is that?
Oh, he's
talking to somebody else.
Talking
to, man. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's you yelling at like that? Hold on.
Hey, go back to go. Chill.
I have to get myself together like, okay.
I'm going to need you to mute your phone, Wes. You over there yelling at people on the show. All right, so here's what I learned in psychology, right? So there are two reasons to have sex, right? One is to bond and build meaningful relationships, right? And the other one is just to release endorphins, right? Okay. So what happens is, I'm just saying scientifically and psychologically what happens. I'm not spurring any type of excursion, right? I'm not. But this is what they say. All right. For each man that a woman has sex with, she bonds less and less with each man afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the meaning of sex becomes less and less valuable to a woman the more partners that she has. All right? With men, each partner that he has, he actually becomes a more proficient lover, which then makes him more desirable by women. Because if he knows how to swing that dick, hit your spots, get you squirting, make you crawl the wall, make you give the Parkinson's,
We get it.
All right, so that is the conundrum when it comes to men and women. The inexperienced man, most women don't want to be with him because he doesn't know how to please her in the bedroom because he hasn't had enough practice, right? Not the game, practice, all right? Women, as they have more partners, they become less likely to want to stay with a man that doesn't please them because they've had experiences of men that have pleased them in the past. So let's say if you get with a great dude, you get with Russell Wilson. He got money. He treats you great. But he ain't got that dick like Future had, and you just don't know how you're going to live the rest of your life like this. Right? You're not going to be happy. Because I don't care what nobody says. There's three things that make a great relationship. Money, sex, intelligence.
Well,
okay, gotta be smart.
We can teach a man how to get us off. We have the patience for it. If you really fuck with the man,
because sex is a learned behavior.
I don't. I ain't gonna lie. I believe that shit too, though. Cause like,
if you really like that man and he's a really good guy, and the only thing that's lacking in the situation is sexual.
Until y'all get mad, then he that little dick nigga that can't fuck. I give it y'all to him, though.
Exactly.
Get it, though. I get it, though.
I'm having sexually been fulfilled. Like, to this day,
satisfied. But that's when you spice things up and try different stuff. They become swingers. You know what I'm saying? Doing all types of stuff.
Yeah, use toys, all that stuff.
All that nigga, stuff. No.
You have threesomes. Nah. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, I now, mean, yeah, shout out to Lynn. Shout out to Lynn. Okay, shout, there you go. There you go.
It's other
I, like I like them toys too, like, because I mean, shit, why not go and get you super stimulated? Then I'm gonna give you what I'm giving you too. So stem mouth action, all that extra. Like, I fuck with them toys too. I ain't even gonna lie. Put shit around me. Shit, put some in your booty or whatever, whatever. I fuck with them toys.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! No, Diddy.
That
no,
was
Diddy.
A lot.
Look, man. Hold on, it's 2020.
I mean,
it's 2024. There's no wrong holes. There's no wrong holes in 2024 on a woman. on a woman. Now let me just make sure I remember
that.
No,
in my life,
no
it is. I don't play them games. And no, in my life,
I mean,
it is. I'm sorry, I don't play them type of games. Sorry.
Man, look, we got 5 minutes left. We gonna talk about that maybe on the next episode.
Maybe the next episode.
This has been an educational podcast.
Just chill to the next
for educational
episode.
Purposes only. Educational purposes only.
Hey, bro. I just got messages. They're like, this is hilarious. Well, I mean, it's not really it is funny, but it's not really funny, but it is funny because a lot of times people, the way we talk about sex and intimacy, we do crack jokes, but in reality, it's some real grown-up shit. Like, people don't really want to talk about, okay, somebody's, I could, as a man, right, could you imagine your woman having to talk that you're inadequate in bed? Like, as a man, how would your ego handle that? Right? So.
It's a way to do it, though, because I've had
that
conversation with somebody
before. It'd be a punch in the chest, but if she's willing to work with me and teach me how to get her there, I'm willing to listen. If I'm invested in her,
I'm gonna tell you this.
That's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Around it. Like, you don't really have to, you don't, there's no, like, depending on the man, because your ego is so big, like, you would
so
really have to maneuver a way to do it.
I gotta
like,
be
even,
ego.
I'm just saying, there's a way
ego.
To do it, like, the ego is so big, there's no way that you can, unless he's a very understanding man.
Because I've actually had to have this conversation with somebody before.
Oh, my God, how'd it go?
If we don't have enough time. Look, we don't have enough time. We're going to talk about the next
one. We do not have enough time.
We're going to
talk about this.
Without hurting their feelings.
Hey, look,
it's a way to do it without hurting their feelings.
But see, okay, maybe they can't get you in this position, but you do. In that position,
exactly.
Then y'all put y'all hand down there and rub. It's ways around it that you females
and then
just gotta be.
You
gotta be comfortable with your body.
For them to
like,
do.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, talk with your
partner.
That's
why I like. That's why I like a girl
with
talk to me. Tell me what you need.
I feel you on that, crush, and I
not
like that
only
shit
do you
too.
Have to be comfortable with your body, but you have to know your body. Like you have to know.
You
yourself.
Have to know your body and know what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and verbalize it.
All
a lot
of
people
key,
are comfortable.
Masturbation
with
is key. Not with the rose, but with your finger. You gotta play guitar. You gotta play DJ. You gotta know your body.
You barbarian?
Like, no,
you?
Different.
The hell?
Don't be different.
You barbarian? So come back to the Stone Age.
I'm just saying. Because, so, now, before we go, I'm just going to say this. Like, to be honest, right, you can use, you know, the rose. It's an easy way to get yourself off. But what better way to be intimate with yourself than to actually play with yourself to figure yourself out, right? That's just me. You know, just trying to get a nut is different than trying to have an experience and actually climax, right, versus just getting a nut. So that's why when a woman tells me, oh, you know, I got, you know, cool. You trying to get a nut, you throw a rose on. But if you trying to have an experience, you try to soak the bed and squirt and make yourself jump, what better to play with yourself? Like, there's nothing sexy than a woman playing with herself in front of me. Oh, God. Sex. I'm not going to judge
what
you. I'm going to cheer
men,
you. I'm going to cheer
what
you on.
What does that do for men?
See, we're going to have to, okay, so next episode,
hold on,
about
wait,
sex,
wait,
guys.
Hold.
We're going to talk about intimacy or something.
Seeing a girl get herself off in front of me is just, one, it's a learning.
We had to cut off Chris because we're about to get up out of here. We're going to give her a shout out. But Lynn and Mel, make sure you please write that down, that we're going to talk about female self-intimacy and why does that turn on men. Please write that down. Keep that.
Okay.
Please take
Mel, inbox me on Instagram because I can't find your
page. What is your Instagram? Hold on. Let me grab it right now.
I'm going to send you a Twitter.
Yeah, send me the Twitter.
Somebody send her my stuff or send me her stuff.
I got you. Relax. Chill.
I got you. Relax. Don't talk about send her that stuff.
Y'all got both of our stuff, and I know that. So
I got you. Relax.
Slide on my Twitter,
gang.
And we're going to get it together. Nick,
gang,
what?
You know we got you, gang. We got you, gang. Somebody got you.
Somebody
hey, now, check out that pic I just sent in the group chat, though. Ooh. Salon's looking so.
We're not in the group chat. I feel excluded.
Look, make one over there.
I just got the iPhone 15
today. I'm feeling extra stellar.
with that little battery that don't last and that whack charger that looks like a droid. But boo. But I got an iPhone, guys. Don't do me like that.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you hating on 15?
Right. I just said we're not in the group chat. That's all I said. Me and Mel are not in the group chat. I feel
you
like we're.
You said something about a charger and a battery that don't last.
You said the iPhone 15. I said the battery and the charger sucks. But I said we're not in the group chat, and I feel like we're excluded.
So you said a mouthful. That's what you're trying to tell me that you did.
I said a lot.
Okay, but no. Right. Quest put it together. Long as I ain't tripping off.
Yeah.
Hey, our shenanigans is.
We have the no filter group chat, and then we have the no filter group chat. We're gonna have two group chats. One for the no filter boys, and one for the no filter.
Well, at least you're being honest about it. Damn.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, that's to be.
I mean, you're right. Because we all send some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on what they. I mean, hey.
No, some stuff we gotta just keep amongst
tripping.
The guys, but.
I ain't tripping.
Well, he's already called me. He already said I have jump off tendencies, so nothing should be. I should not be offended by anything because he said I have jump off tendencies.
Yeah.
Look, and y'all know what I'm saying. I ain't tripping. Y'all just, I just need y'all opinion, Lynn and Mel, if I pick a good one or not. Shit, because I ain't
fine.
Tripping. Lynn ain't tripping. Mel, yeah.
Look, I've been called a jump off tonight, so I'm cool. Nothing bothers me.
Damn. See, now you got to make it up next week or in the group chat.
I'm giving her a whole half an hour so she can discuss her self-intimacy and expressing.
And my jump-off tendencies. My jump-off.
So Lynn get a half, and Lynn and Mel get a power hour next week?
No, we give them a power half an hour. Power half an hour.
This is going to be fun. I can't wait.
Already.
All right, so we're going to go give a shout-out.
Well, the group chat so we can have some premises of the questions and stuff, too, though. But go ahead. Let's do our shout-out.
All right. Lynn, go ahead and give your shout-out. I also want to say shout-out to the old people at your job. And did the fire department finally come?
Yes, they did. Huh? Thank God.
All right, go ahead and give
Thank
your shout-out.
God. Thank you guys again for having me. It's been a great week like any other week. Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Quest. Shout out to Kush. Shout out to Smooth. Shout out to everybody on here. Shout out to my jump-off tendencies that made the show, made their appearance on the show. I'd like to thank them as well. Y'all have a good night, okay? Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on TikTok. Follow my Facebook. Follow my Instagram. Y'all have a good night.
Mel. It don't sound the same, but Mel, who be
Melon?
Yeah, Mel, that be Melon.
Melanin.
Melanin.
What up?
All right, so it's been a pleasure to be with y'all tonight. It's been hilarious. Lynn has taken it a great period. And I'll see y'all next week. And our show is going to be better than y'all's. I just want to say that right now.
Okay. Okay. Challenge.
Challenge. Oh, man. Quest, go ahead and give you a shout out, my guy.
First and foremost, I had to give honor to God for making me a real nigga. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you. I appreciate that, my Lord and Savior. All praise to Allah. Next thing I like to say is fresh air, May 11th. Fresh Charisma, May 11th. Quest Fest, May 11th. Graduation, May 11th. Heart on My Sleeve, May 11th. New Fresh Air merch, May 11th. New Fresh Air fragrance, May 11th. Just May 11th, man. itsquestion.com/fresh air. Go get your ticket today. It's only.
Yo. Mr. Catalyst, the man with too many C's in his name. Go ahead, give yourself that.
Crush the Cutlass. Crush the Cutlass.
First of all, I'm going to love next week's show. This is going to be fun. It's definitely going to be fun. Shout out to everybody from top to bottom. Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Lynn. Can't wait to Fresh Air. It's going to be a movie. Shout out to Quest and everything May 11th. All I know is I better leave Arkansas with my hoodies. That's all I'm saying. I don't care if it's May.
Wait. Dude still owe you some merch, bro.
No. Yes. Still.
Bro. Chris. Damn.
He'd rather get a one star on Yelp. Yeah, he'd rather get a one star on Yelp if I don't leave Arkansas
don't
with my hoodie.
Don't do that.
No. No, Mel, you don't even know how long it's been.
First of all. We talked about this already. I don't know why you bringing up old shit. But since you bringing up old shit, I told you I was going to have you as soon as you get off the plane. Well, technically, out the car. But whatever.
Don't worry about it. See, I didn't know about that. Right. But I'll probably say.
This nigga knew we got talking about it 12 times.
As part of the Fresh Charisma Council, I apologize.
Shout out to Smooth, the motherfucking mogul. Shout out to Dope. You're a fucked up individual. But you're just a fucked up. I was trying to find something to say, nice to say, but you're just a fucked up individual. Yeah.
No,
but y'all know y'all can find me everywhere.
Fuck up the bleacher, I need the iCloud one. We just take the ring right quick. This crazy. Keep going. Go ahead.
Y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst, CrushDacatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cool War all day. Shadow We all day. Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch. Gang. Blue Crush, out now, everywhere. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Amen. Say, man. It's your boy. Smoothie Dude.
Boy. Yee.
Hey, look, no, I ain't gonna even lie, bro. I think about Brody every day, bro. I miss my little nigga, man.
Yeah, man.
Just wanted to say that on the show. He live on still through the show, man. Real talk, bro. Little Brody moment real quick. But, hey, man, Lynn, dude tried to play you, and I don't like that. About to go.
I'm not fucked up.
Okay, well, bet. Well, she not fucked
I'm
up
not
then.
Fucked fuck up because I don't consider myself no jump off or have jump off tendencies. I more or less act like a man, and most men don't like that. Men don't like to be treated like one of the hoes.
Man, you could hold me out. You could slut me out. I love to be slutted out. Well, not you particularly, man. Not particularly you, but I'm saying, like, I like to be slutted out. Like, choke me. You know what I'm saying?
Men, they swear up and down. No, men swear up and down. They want these women that don't want to get attached and don't want feelings and all that other stuff. And finally, when you meet one, now she got to be a hoe. Now she got to be a jump off. I'm not fucked up.
I'm not I did what I came here to do, and I went home.
Lynn, I'm on the legislative liaison. So I'm with it. Triple L's, Lynn, legislative liaison. I'm gonna make up some stickers. We're gonna have a campaign. I'm with it. I got you. I get you. I'm gonna be your running mate. I got it. It's nothing.
I'm not fucked up. He can feel however he wants to. I'm not. Everybody ain't looking for a relationship. Everybody ain't looking for a husband or girlfriend. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Sometimes, hell.
Look out. That's the campaign slogan, 2025 and beyond. Let's go. I don't care who you think I'm is. I'm Rick James, bitch. Hey, look, Mayor, thank you for coming through. Now, we're looking forward to next week. Y'all little powwow. You saying y'all show going to be better than Now, we didn't have this show for like 11 years now, Mayor. You talking about you finna be the best now. You got to come with it now, like a hologram. Like a Tupac on a hologram or something. Yeah, or something to beat. Yeah, I don't know how this going to work now. But now I'm talking shit. Every time you ladies come through, they make the show that more phenomenal because dope. Because that nigga get that high-pitched voice and he be throwing it all off, man. And then Crush be kind of, and then I come with my bullshit. So, yeah, thank y'all for coming through and sticking with the gang. Crush, bro, love you, bro. Your new nickname, nah, I ain't going to give you the new one yet, bro, but that cuddling tendency, I get it, but I don't get it, bro, but I still love you because
no,
you be you.
He's a slut shamer.
Oh, shit.
I'm a slut shamer.
Damn.
He's a slut shamer.
God damn.
I did nothing of the sort.
Damn.
I was sitting there saying, I like that type of shit.
Lakers
winning by 15, boy. Look at you. Don't be watching. They might, by 15.
I'm
it's halftime, though.
They might come back.
It's halftime, though.
Hey, look,
Quest Fest,
May 11th. I ain't finna repeat all this shit you said. Just Quest Fest, May 11th, goddammit. Me and Dope and Razor got a track. I need, if you're listening, Upper Echelon. Mute it to about the minute and 25-second mark, then I'll start rapping.
Not you down to the T.
Fine, because you have to.
No, I'm talking shit, man. Don't.
Yo.
Fuck you, I'm out. Fuck, just in case they ain't hear me, fuck you, I'm out.
Hey, yo, man, this your boy Dope Ass Music, man. Shout out to everybody that tuned in online. Shout out to everybody tuning in to Switchboards. Look, I know y'all, there be shits and giggles, and it'd be hilarious, but sometimes y'all actually might learn something fucking with the No Pussy Show, man. Hey, we'll be back next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm about to go eat some spaghetti. I have y'all.